Well, we're very happy to have with us now Browns running back Montario Hardesty. Montario, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me on.
I know guys are trying to get themselves ready for what's coming up in April when the workouts begin, April 16th, when all players in the NFL report to their facilities and start to get to the business of getting ready for a football season. What have you been doing since the end of this past season?
I've been down in Boca Raton, Florida. I trained down here with XP Academy, my guy Tony Villani, and you know, we've been down here training, and we have a nice group here. And I've been down here, working with Tony on, you know, speed and agility and explosive things, and just getting everything back, and just working on the field. You know, I worked with Chris Carter a few days on just running routes as a receiver, so just getting all my route running better, and just, you know, running routes out of the backfield, and just trying to bring my game up to that next level. Just because last year, the thing that frustrated me was that I didn't have an off season.
Right.
So being able to come in and have a full off season to train, you know, I've just been taking it all in stride and just happy for the opportunity that the Browns are giving me to come back, and I want to definitely come back and play good football.
That's great, and you're right about that. You know, not you and everybody else coming back, and under your circumstances, you were coming back from a lost rookie season with the knee injury that you had suffered. So you were more anxious than anybody, I think, to try to get back to it and want to get yourself prepared. And I would assume that not having that off season last year was something that hurt you during the course of this past season.
Yeah, well, you know, coming into last year, you know, coming to training camp, I still wasn't, you know, where I wanted to be at. So I kind of came into training camp a little bit, you know, still not really at full speed, still not all the way, you know, back 100% yet. So it was kind of, you know, fighting through it during training camp. And then, you know, during the season, once I started to feel good, you know, around game three or four, you know, against Miami, and the games after that, Miami tight, you know, when I started getting my stride in Seattle, then I ended up tearing my calf muscle. So as soon as I was getting to the stride, it kind of was another setback. So, but the biggest thing about that is that I got a lot of experience last year. That was my first year in the NFL, so I was able to really, you know, see how the older guys respond and some of the things that they do to keep their bodies well and keep everything good. And, you know, I'm just even more excited for this season coming up now because, you know, I'm able to do my off-season training, come back in how I want to come back in. So, I mean, I'm excited about our team as a whole, man. We're a very young team coming back, and this is going to be our first off-season to really build chemistry under, you know, Coach Sherman.
Right.
You know, our offensive pieces to actually have a chance to, you know, fuse together because we haven't had a total offseason with our team yet. So I think it's going to be fun. We have a very young team. And, you know, I know everyone on our team is out working, trying to get better.
And to clarify, you feel like perfectly fine now, right? I know you dealt with that torn calf muscle during the course of last year. All that is fully healed. You've got no lingering issues at all physically right now.
No, none at all. You know, when the season was over last year, you know, the last two, three games, I was, you know, completely healthy. So I was able to come to the offseason. I'm healthy. Everything's great. So, you know, I've been able to train and able to do all the things that I need to do to come back and get right. There's no limitations. So it feels good.
You know, Montario, when you think back to last season, and it was an unusual situation going into that Miami game and Peyton Hillis not able to play because he was dealing with strep throat. You've got thrown into that to make your first NFL start, and you made the most of it. I mean, 14 rushing attempts for 67 yards. You had a nice 19-yard run in that third quarter, showing that explosiveness that you have, the sheer speed, but also your power as well. I mean, you kind of showed a lot into one long run like that. But it looked to me like that was a game and that was a moment for you that gave people a sense of what your career could be all about.
Well, you know, that was definitely a big opportunity for me. I just wanted to go out and seize the opportunity. You know, and I think what made that game even that much better was that our team came out with a win. Because, you know, that's just me. Like, every game I go into, I want to win. You know, I'm kind of a sore loser. I love to win. So, you know, I think that's something that as a team, we have to grow on. We have to learn how to finish our games. You know, last year I think we were in a lot of games close and we didn't finish them. But going back on that Miami game, you know, that was just an opportunity for me to step up and you know, help our team get a win. So I was just happy that I was able to, you know, come in and play well and help our team to that W on that Sunday.
Browns running back Montario Hardesty, our guest here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Montario, when we back it up to your rookie season, the disappointment of dealing with a season-ending knee injury, really not allowing you to get started, ending before you could even get your career going. What did that do for you in terms of sort of like the mental toughness that comes from that? Because that had to be just a big mind game that you had to play as a rookie, where I'm sure you're frustrated and I'm sure you know you're sitting there unable to show why this team made the investment it did, made that trade with Philadelphia. I think they gave up 3 picks to get that second round pick to draft you in 2010, and then to not be able to go out there and you know, give them the reason and show, hey, this is what I'm all about. How did you deal with that, and how much of that carries over into everything you did last year and are doing going forward?
It was frustrating. Definitely was frustrating, man. You know, I was so excited about coming to the season and just coming to the season and playing football. You know, it was my first season, in the NFL. You know, that's what I was dreaming all my life, to get here and play well, you know, and show what I can do. And so it was definitely frustrating having to miss that my entire rookie year, you know, dealing with an injury. But I think those things are kind of things that are still pushing me now, you know, not coming back last year all the way back from injury when the season first started. I think those are things that push me now, just those are things that motivate me now to come back and play well, to come back guard and train hard, because I want to show what I can do and I want to help my team win. Those are my biggest things. So I feel like the work that I'm putting in now is going to only pull forth to helping our teams get W's in the future. So that's what I'm all about: train hard, work hard, and you know let my play on the football field speak for itself.
Yeah, and you seem very focused on, you know, trying to make yourself as complete a player as you can be for this football team. It's helpful, I'm guessing now, of course, more than guessing, I'm sure, that to have been in the system, the Pat Shurmur offense, for a full season, and of course you've got a new coach coming aboard, new offensive coordinator aboard in Brad Childress. You'll get to work with him as well. But in knowing that you've got a better idea of what the role of a running back is in this offense, and it does involve a lot of that catching the ball out of the backfield and so forth, and lining up as a receiver and all those kinds of things. It sounds to me like, you know, you're really focused on building up the qualities of your game that can make you more effective in this offense.
Yeah, I mean, now I know exactly what the offense is all about. You know, so now I know what to prepare for, and you know, I know all the different roles that a running back has in his offense. And I think that makes it even better, you know, bringing in Coach Childress, you know, who was in Minnesota and worked with a very good running back, just to, you know, bring the things that he knows, you know, from his days running the West Coast offense to our team. I think that's going to make our offense just that much better. So I'm excited about the opportunity to get back and work with him, man. I want everything. I want to try to, you know, bring my game up to the next level also. I think that's what the offseason is all about. Every day we always say, find a way to get better. So every day I think there's opportunity for us to get better.
And Montero, you touched upon this earlier, and I just want you to expand on this point, that it's you're excited. You feel, and look, people look at a team that won only 4 games last year, the fan base, and they're anxious and they're frustrated, and they want to see much more from this team. And I know you know that. I mean, you're part of this community when you're here, and you can hear the commentary and stuff from fans, from media, that all want more, want better. And you sound like, you know, an optimistic guy. But you sound confident that what was done last year, despite the lack of wins or a very unsatisfactory win total, that there's something to build upon. I mean, talk about that, the youth of this team, but the talent that you see and how you see it growing.
First of all, you know, I think Cleveland has, you know, I think our fans in Cleveland are second to none. And I think the biggest thing is that our fan base is just, they're so passionate about the Browns. You know, they want us to win as much as we want to win, you know, but the one thing that I want the fans to know is that, man, we were in a, you know, last year we were in a lot of close games. You know, we lost a lot of games by, you know, 3 points, you know, missing a field goal at the end, you know, losing by, you know, playing the Ravens tough when we went up to Baltimore, playing the Bengals, both of the Bengals games, you know, the game against the Steelers on Thursday night. You know, those are just some of the division games that we need to pull out. And, you know, I think as being a young team, you know, everyone is going to grow from that. You know, we have a lot of guys in our teams that's been in the NFL, you know, 3-4 years, you know, that are having significant roles in our team. And I think we had a lot of things that we can build off from last year, a lot of things that we can grow from. And, you know, I think that we have a very young and exciting team that's going to be, you know, just that much better this year.
Well, I look forward to the chance to see you again. Go at it for another season and come back to this environment here and show what you can do, because I think it is going to be very exciting. You can be a very exciting player to watch. So we look forward to getting together when you get back to Berea, buddy.
All right, thank you. And follow me at MoHard31 on Twitter, at MoHard31.
Got it. Thanks for putting that out there. We'll make sure the listeners know about it. He is Montario Hardesty, running back for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.